Mr. Report for 5 minutes on that, please. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. My report has been circulated at Paper C, and some highlights I will mention from the report. As indicated, our police have been appointed to the Local Government Association Safer and Stronger Communities Board, where I hope to represent on the address at the National Rail. A briefing paper is to be circulated to all members on our Brexit preparations, because this was asked for by members, and Chris Ashman has undertaken to make sure you get a briefing paper. In relation to adult social care, I'd like to highlight the award to the Living Well Service. We've been shortlisted here on the island for the third sector award. This is a service led by Age UK. At item 6, you'll see we continue our aspirations for one public service, and there are a number of meetings taking place with colleagues on that. And to paragraph 8, I welcome the government's recent announcement of £48 million of the capital fund towards improving the delivery of our house services here on the Isle of Wight. And I would encourage both the chief executive and cabinet member to continue the excellent work they're doing for the local care board to make sure that we are an inclusive island. In education, I'm sure if asked, Councillor Bray will elaborate, but I'm very pleased to see the improvements we're now getting through our young people results in both post-16 and GCSE examinations. The cabinet member for Children's Service Education Skills continues to work towards resolution and a solution for the West White primary education, which I think is very important for the future of children. In relation to regeneration, pleased to see that consultation with New York Harbour has now concluded, and the consultation summary will be published in the autumn. We have some key infrastructure projects such as Nicholson Road, Venture Keys, Dinosaur Isle, Sandy Gardens, and our digital business incubation, which are all things we said we would deliver on. And I would highlight particularly, I will thank Councillor Julie Jones Evans, Councillor Van Whittle, Councillor Chris Ashman, and everybody else who's been involved in the Heritage High Street bid, which that's where Councillor Whittle was yesterday, just confirming up that we've achieved something for Newport and for Rye, which I think is a really good foundation. If I missed anybody off, I apologise, but absolutely think that is a positive step forward. Councillor is not here, but he would certainly be in that list. I also highlight the terrific outcome of a lot of hard work by a number of people to secure the funding we have secured for the Island Line. If all aspects of that come together, we're going to have an island line running from right ahead to Shanklin, which will allow people to commute on time to ferries. That will allow people to get to this island on a much updated, albeit not brand new, but much updated system. And most importantly, I think we can take some pride in that piece of crucial infrastructure. So I thank all parties involved, and I know that's been much better. I think that's it in relation to my report. I'm very happy to take any questions from members.
Thank you, Ian. That's quite a good report. We've got a few minutes for members' questions on the leader's report. I can have Councillor Julie Jones Evans, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader, for your comprehensive report, and thank you for picking out our recent success with the High Street Heritage Action Zone bid, which is a lot of hard work and a lot of voluntary hours by the council as well, so as well as the Shanklin Incorporated. So thank you everyone for that. My question, however, is I'm just wondering if you could update us regarding regeneration on the situation with the Camp Hill site, please.
It's not referred to directly to the report. I can confirm my latest engagement with our MP and the minister who came down in relation to transport for the island line. We had a further conversation with him, highlighting that it is a priority for us to secure Camp Hill. And I've also asked that officers now pursue the challenges that are up there in relation. relation to the infrastructure and in particular some of the underground works there. I've also spoken with the Governor, Mr. Graham, and had a little conversation with him to see where he stands. And I know that our MP is communicating, if he has already done so, I think he has, but he's not a copy, with various purpose ministers continuing to the secure country. I'm being careful what I say because probably what I know is in the public domain, so there's a lot of information on the topic.
Sorry,
if I may,
Chairman.
And
also, while talking about transport, did we have any progress on the new Port to Warwick line, please?
I think it was a follow-on from your first question, rather than supplementary, if you don't get any further questions. In relation to the Newport to Ride line, do you mean gravel? Yeah. So, having, if you like, effectively secured what was most important the priority, we will now be looking at that, and I've already had even conversations on the day of the celebration of the Ireland line with a range of people, including the chairman of South Wales, but also, more importantly, the Beresford, who is very much supportive of the tram. And for me, I'm an ambitious person, I think if we can secure connectivity between Ryde and Newport in whatever form we get it, it probably would be as valuable to the island as the very good result on the night.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Ian Stevens, next please.
Thank you, Joe. Leader, you mentioned a few words of councillors with regard to the funding for our high streets, but there was a slight omission, and I think that it's good to put on record that our town and parish councils that were involved also assisted in the funding, and the members of both councils were right behind the push to gain this funding to give our town centres an uplift. So I know that you would like to, and would you like to, is my question. Would you like to give voice to the appreciation of the town and parish councillors who voted to put in funding and time to assist with this bid?
I most certainly would, and I think I said, and those I probably needed and understood I have, but I think you make a valid point. It's difficult for people to understand those sort of achievements, and when I spoke with the senior people from Heritage UK and Heritage England, they were impressed. They were impressed with both their visit to Newport, which was a number of councillors and a number of other representatives, and their visit to Ryde. To the extent I can recall them saying when we had an evening seminar, just how overwhelmed they were with the quality of the bid, but also they actually saw for themselves what was on offer. So if you're asking me to extend my thanks to Brian or Newport County Parish Council, or Newport County Parish Council, I'm very happy to do so, and also my thanks to
Newport Harold.
Thank you, Councillor.
Council Leader, I'm really pleased, well I'm not, that you are going to be pleased about the new scheme that's in Mary's Road Roundabout. People of council don't hold very clear with your response. The biggest jam is the left-hand lane up towards the slip road and Coppins Bridge. That is where the biggest jams and hold-up are currently. And I've tried to find out what on earth you're going to do about that part of the St Mary's Road. And I'm glad that you're pleased that my residents aren't. And the fact that you've put will cause some disruption. There was trees being cut down on a small bit today and a total gridlock in the house. It won't be some disruption, it will be major disruption.
The jam was,
what is going to happen? The biggest jam is at the left-hand lane as you're coming in and hitting the slip road and Coppins Bridge. What is being done about that?
So, thank you very much for your question. I agree with you on many of the points you're raising, and I do see how important this is to the island, and further into our meeting, it may be I can give some additional comments in relation to St Mary's and beyond. You specifically asked about the Coppins Bridge. This scheme overall is one of a number of phases which began when we completed the work at what I would call the National Tires Junction. And those that have used that junction since will know how much improved it is when you actually get out safely due to the traffic lights. We also have the commonly known as Asda Roundabout, and I spoke with the manager of Asda most recently on how the world was affecting them. Again, still remember a time that that is a major improvement, notwithstanding, I'm not quite sure we've all grasped how you come off it when you go towards then now, but that may be more to either driving than I don't blame anybody about that. This is about understanding. We then have St Mary's Roundabout, which, going back to the comment earlier, links very much into aspirations and directions for Campbell and the development of housing there. And that is a key part of why we received the money. Well, I absolutely agree with you, and I agree with Councillor Price, and I agree with everybody that says the bottom line is how can we tackle the challenge of Cobbins Bridge, not all the time. And I've heard all sorts of ideas coming forward, and turning the traffic lights off at night doesn't seem the worst idea in the world. But whether you can do that at 5 o'clock in the evening, either way, I'm not sure. Safety's paramount. I agree with you, you watch the cars come down to Cobbins Bridge and they veer off to the left. I was watching them today thinking, well, you might raise the subject for me. And you see them go off up Stapler's. So there is quite an integral issue there. One of my consolations or pleasures is that when those lights are up in St Mary's, they will be seen. And so that people will be managed through it, and a lot of people don't understand that. What I will say, and it is as a direct conversation with yourself and others, including East County Town Council and others, this administration wants to do more on the communication of what is going on. So it is our intention to make sure we have full page information in the Otway County Press and the Observer so that the public can read that. It is our intention to put that into our e-newsletter so that people can understand. It is our intention to put it on the website so that people can see the pictures. It is our intention to ensure that particularly Newport and Carisbrook, Town and Parish Council, receive a proper and full briefing, whether or not they were offered that before. It certainly is a priority. It is our intention to run a public meeting so that those people who would like to can come along, be briefed on the presentation, and be able to ask some questions, and we, if we can, if the modern technology allows, we'd like to live stream that so that somebody out on West White can pick up the information and might have to try and get in. And all of these communication tools, I think, a bit like yourself, Laura, and I know you've had a briefing, for people to understand what is actually being proposed and why. On Monday, I go to a meeting with our good friends, the Hawleys. Interesting characters there, my regards to Mr. Jenkins and Mr. Carsworth, who I'm sure will not be holding back in their views, at Island Roads, in order that people can understand, and more importantly, we can ask the questions and we have solutions, because you mentioned, quite rightly in my view, the Cobbins Bridge. And I, like others, sit and watch that queue and just wonder why we're not just able to shoot them away to really go to any agreement with me. So, you know, nothing's tablets of stone. And I hope what I've said will reassure you that I think we can get through this and actually make sure that we get the communication out.
Great, thank you. Councillor Bradley, please ask your question.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, just to see how pleased I am to hear that legal counsel has at last seems to have intervened in the ridiculous decisions of the project board for St Mary's. Not to communicate with the people of Newport and Carisbrook, but to the other way, frankly, since they revised the design for that junction. Just moving on to the issue, the question I wish to ask the leaders relates to infrastructure and paragraph 18, where he refers to the works at on the Asda roundabout. He's also referred to the what I call the Shire Junction rather than the National Tires Junction, the Shire Junction, which were, as he states in this
report funded from the 9 million were actually funded by both Asda and Barrett Steer Wilson as part of the arrangements for both the Asda supermarket and the Pan Meadows housing developments. And I think it needs to be recognised they would have happened before any government grant towards highways, so I think that should be recognised. Looking at that roundabout, Councillor Stewart, I'm sure you probably come every day of your life or every time you come to County Hall, and you'll be aware of the design faults on that roundabout, particularly if you're heading straight into Newport. Experienced drivers have very little difficulty with it, but a lot of drivers do have major issues with it. If you're following somebody from the south into Newport, as they come to the roundabout, they will straight into the right-hand lane instead of following around the left-hand lane. Almost 95% of people that I follow on that road do that. That's a design fault. Designed by, as I understand it, exactly the same people who were designing the St Mary's Junction. And this is where my question is, because I can guarantee you that almost certainly, apart from that they'll overrun at St Mary's Junction, that the plans that you've got so far are not going to address the sort of issues you may face in the future. My question is, and it's a very straightforward question, in your report you use the word pride quite a lot of the time. Will you just acknowledge the old statement that pride comes before a fall, particularly when this overruns into the May 2021 elections, and we still have absolute chaos at St Mary's Junction, thanks to our Sydney obsession with using power votes and the consultant associated with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your narrative and support of the question, Councillor Bray.
What's the question?
I do have pride in a lot of the work that's happening, including Island Roads. I live in some of the rural areas and I look at a much needed improvement in the road out to Freshwater, the Communal and Military Road. I look at the roundabout coming down into Newport by Little and thought, oh, thank goodness they've done that. And I'm sure colleagues are sitting here all thinking about good roads they've got in their wards and the nice bridges and things. But you're absolutely right, because you are a pioneer of challenge roads needed. I think we need to look at that. I would just say, in relation to, and I won't name any individual consultant, there are various views about some of our consultants. Some of them I've had some sympathy with. On relation to St Mary's, we haven't just taken the work of the consultant, we haven't just dealt with Island Road. We have specifically brought in views and guidance from Hampshire County Council, because we wanted to double check our understanding. There's not anybody off the board. I'm not aware of any councillor in this room who's an engineering expert, or I say that with pause, so there might be one sneaking around somewhere. So we do get to a point where we as councillors have to take technical guidance and advice from those that are in the field, and then we have to make a decision. One thing this cabinet does is it makes decisions. Sometimes it makes decisions it might think later, well, I could have done that this way, but hindsight is a wonderful thing. What I can assure you is we're trying to get as much information as we can, we're trying to do the right thing, and we're very familiar with the date of the next election.
Thank you. As a reminder, we've got less than 3 minutes left, two people to speak. So if you have questions, please. Councillor Quillen is next.
Thank you very much, Leader. What support is the Isle of Wight giving to European national islanders to remain working and providing essential services post-Brexit? We've seen national coverage of other councils doing a lot to make sure that Europeans remain working post-Brexit. But what is the Isle of Wight Council doing? Thank you.
I'll ensure that's contained within the briefing that you're going to get, as Mr. Ashton is sitting behind you and nodding positively.
At the moment, we don't know.
I don't know at this moment in time. It's something I'd like to research and give you full facts on.
Thank you. Sorry, we ran out of time there, Mr. Gatz. So, the real question is the legal agent.